Welcome in. It's playoff time, everybody.
Woo-hoo. Playoff time for Justin.
Yeah. Oh, wait. No, it's not. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Anyway, welcome in to the Fantasy Phenoms podcast. It is week 14 in most leagues. It is the first week of the playoffs. So congratulations for those of you who made the postseason. Hope we get the nice chance to start a nice playoff run. It all starts this week.
Yep.
It's clutch time.
Starts this week for Justin.
That's
playing
right.
Playing the constellation, you know, bracket.
Oh, God. For some reason, in our fantasy group chat, people do not know how to say the word constellation. It's always constellation. And I was a comm major. I did journalism. I was an editor. So that just drives me insane. I am what they call a grammar Nazi. So,
now, did you see my comment when I replied?
He just sent a gif of like a
but
star.
Before that.
I didn't see that one. What did you say?
First time that it was said in chat. One of our group members said that his goal was to go for the constellation bracket and win that. And I said, shoot for the stars. But I don't think they knew that.
Well done. Well done. I love it.
All right. So this week, we're just going to be breaking down the matchups. We're not doing a segment. We just want to give you guys full in-depth of these matchups this week. You're playing for playoffs. We don't need to do segments here. We just want to give you the starts and sits. So... anything else you want to say before we jump into the Thursday night game, which is tonight if you're listening? Honestly, you can just treat this as our like opinions on what we think is going to happen, and you can grade us on how accurate we are.
If you listen on Friday, and most likely we will be wrong about this game because, you know, Thursday night's weird, man. Things never go right.
Maybe we'll put out a tweet saying start sits for Thursday.
Yeah, the last time we did that, we were out. Somewhat right.
Okay.
You know, it's good. Thursday's a weird night.
In this game, start Zeke.
Bold take, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Let's just get into the Thursday night game then. So, tonight we have the Cowboys at the Bears. As I said, we're going to kind of go a little bit more in depth. Let's go through every position here on both sides and defenses. So, on the Cowboys side then, you are playing Dak Prescott in like a QB2, how do you feel about him as a play?
I mean, Dak is he's a fine play. He's been pretty consistent all year long. He's kind of a guy that you're not really looking to take out of your lineup at this point in time. I'm gonna try and pull up his stats here real quick if things want to load.
I mean, he's had a great year. I don't know what he is as quarterback wise on the year, but
yeah, that's what I'm looking to check right now.
Yeah,
so Dak's currently the quarterback 4. He's had some difficult matchups. I know like last week. At home against Buffalo, he did put up 22 fantasy points. So he does have a pretty safe floor. Obviously, the game against New England was not very good, but that game was in horrible conditions on the field. So I'm not really looking too deep into that one. I think Dak, he's a good start despite any matchup. So you're not looking to really take him out of your lineup. You likely got to this point in the season because of Dak. So my mentality in the playoffs is just stick with what got you there and just kind of roll with it because those players – They solidified in your lineup all season long. No reason to really change things up now.
I mean, yeah, I'm not looking at Dak as a quarterback 1, though, this week. I don't think in Chicago against the Bears. That's a pretty bad matchup. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, and it's Thursday, which Thursdays are usually low-scoring anyway. So, a.k.a. start your kickers from both teams. Actually, maybe don't start the Bears kicker because
no.
That usually doesn't go well. But Maher, start a Maher. But, yeah, and then also Zeke, you're playing every week. And then wide receiver-wise, Amari Cooper, not a great play in terms of your upsides capped against the Bears.
But you still need to play him in all likelihood.
Yeah, and other wide receivers, I don't think I'm playing them personally.
Gallup is a lower-end flex option for me, personally. Mm-hmm. He does have the ability to kind of break one open for you, but I'm likely going to have another option available in my lineup, despite Michael Gallup.
Yep, agreed. And then Jason Witten, you can take a shot on Witten. This is pretty bad matchup to do it in. I know the person I'm playing against is throwing Witten out there. You know, you can take your shot, it's fine, but your upside, you don't really have much upside with Jason Witten. But
yeah, it's been the same mentality all season long. Like same story, different week at this point in time. He's very touchdown dependent. If he gets a touchdown, you're fine. If not, you're going to get like 5 fantasy points if you're in a PPR format. If not, you might get like 2 or 3 points.
And then the Bears side. Also, Cowboys defense, I don't think, it could be an okay play in a low scoring game. But personally, I wouldn't play them in this matchup. I think there's better options. The Bears side then. How do you feel about David Montgomery in this game up against the Cowboys? Do you see RB2 level play?
It's tough with Montgomery. He is facing a pretty solid Cowboys defense. They're already like they're mainly good against the pass. I can't talk today. But yeah, they're mainly good against the pass. They do have some lapses against the run a little bit. They are in that bottom half of the league. They are currently ranked 18th against the fantasy running back. So Montgomery can have a decent performance. He had a good game last week, but that was against Detroit, who are third worst against the fantasy running back. So he is, like you said, he's a lower-end RB2. He still is someone you're looking to start in this matchup. Just kind of temper expectations a little bit, but if he finds potential blow-up game.
Yeah, I agree. And then let's go to wide receivers. Anthony Miller's a really good play in this game with Taylor Gabriel out. Obviously, you're playing Allen Robinson, but do you have thoughts on Miller?
I mean, he's an okay play, but it just comes down to that pass defense. They do most of their damage against the pass. Their pass rush is pretty solidified. The only guy I'm really confident in starting from that receiver core is Allen Robinson because he is Mitchell Trubisky's safety net. So when things go awry, I just don't really trust him at this juncture, especially first week of the playoffs. Not really the time I'm looking to risk anything. I would look at the option personally instead of Anthony Miller.
And Trey Burton, is he even active? Is he even playing? Like, he's done nothing.
Yeah, playing. He's kind
of how off of the radar
he is. He's been invisible this year overall. It's kind of crazy, actually. I will let you know in 1 second.
Yeah,
we'll check. He's actually on injury reserve.
We didn't even.
He's been on injury reserve for almost a month now.
That's how much we don't care about Trey Burton.
We love you, Trey Burton. Philly special. Rest in peace.
Yeah, you know. All right, let's go to the first Sunday game then. The Panthers-Falcons. On the Panthers side, you're playing Christian McCaffrey, and DJ Moore is an every week play. Curtis Samuel, do you see him as a good start?
Yeah, I see Curtis Samuel as like a probably low end two this week. He does see a decent amount of volume. Obviously, someone else has to get the ball other than DJ Moore. And most of the time, Kyle Allen looks towards Curtis Samuel in those regards. So I think he's a fine play, but obviously DJ Moore, he is the number one there. So he does get the vast majority. So just look out for that.
Yeah. And then, I don't think I'm playing Kyle Allen in this game. He seems really random. I don't know. Bad matchups, he does good. Good matchups, he does bad. So I'm not looking to play Kyle Allen here.
If you're starting Kyle Allen, you're most likely in the constellation bracket.
Yeah. Yeah, really. And then Greg Olsen. Take your shot on Greg Olsen if you want. You're probably starting in if you have him, right?
Yeah, in all likelihood, the most likely. He's been pretty solid all season long, so.
Yeah.
Tight ends are very few and far between.
Yeah, I want to look up his actual numbers to get an idea here. Let's see. I want to get solid numbers.
So he is currently the tight end 7. Last 3 weeks hasn't been too great for him. 8.2, 6.9, and 3.7 in those matchups. But he has seen 15 targets in those 3 games. So the target share is still there. So it's a decent matchup for the tight end. Atlanta's currently ranked 14th against tight ends. So you're starting him if you have him currently in the year. He's tight end 7, so you likely don't have a better option on your roster. There's probably no one good on the waivers. So if you have him, you're playing him.
Falcons side then, I feel really good about most offensive pieces here. Matt Ryan is a fine play. Middle of the pack, I think, with quarterbacks, though. I don't QB1 performance could be possible, but you're probably looking at low-end QB1. And then running back, Devonta Freeman's a great play for me, along with Calvin Ridley and Julio Jones. If they're active, I don't even know what the situation is there, but hopefully Julio's good to go and you're able to play all those wide receivers there. Russell Gage, you could take a shot on him if you want to, but the Panthers are really susceptible to the run. That's where they lack, so Yeah, what's the news on Jones?
So Julio today, he was a limited participant in practice, and the reports are saying that Jones will likely need a full participation in Friday's practice to avoid carrying an injury designation. Sure. It's kind of tough to read at this juncture because it is still Thursday. Hasn't really been too much news coming out on Julio.
And, what's the benefit of even forcing him in?
If I had to choose one right now, I would say he misses this week. That's my gut, but I would say I could be wrong because there's not a lot of news. It's more or less, just a gut feeling at this point in time. So, if he's active, you're starting him. If not, kind of pivot at that point.
Yeah, I wouldn't play either defense in this game. You can take a shot on the Falcons if you want, but I'm not playing either defense. Then let's go to the Colts-Bucks. This should shape up to be a pretty high-scoring game. The Colts, Jacoby Brissett he's a decent quarterback. He can get the job done, especially on Madden when you play Madden. I love him on Madden.
Yeah, you do.
but T.Y. Hilton, he's probably just going to be out the rest of the year.
Yeah, I don't see him playing. He didn't practice today. Not much news coming out. They're just saying he's unlikely to play Sunday.
So you're starting Zach Pascal?
Yeah, it says Paris Campbell will be back in practice as a full participant, so there's some bright news for Indy. Mm. At least they get Paris Campbell back.
Paris Campbell, the great.
Whew, the great rookie. But, Zach Pascal is likely to play there if I'm looking to play any Colt receiver. Tampa Bay is ranked number 31 in the league against the pass, so and ranked 32 against wide receivers. So wide receivers in this one I'm looking to play. Shot in the dark, Zach Pascal. He's a solid flex option.
Yeah, and then tight ends. I love Jack Doyle in this game just because of T.Y. Hilton being out. There's only so many people to throw the ball to. And if somehow Campbell would miss, it just makes Jack Doyle's ceiling even higher. We saw last week he could get the job done. Marlon Mack could be back in this game. Even if he is back, though, honestly, I try and bench him against the Bucks.
Yeah, the Bucks, they are scary good against the run. Ranked number 2 against fantasy running backs. So, likely, you probably have a better option, better matchup available. Marlon Mack, you don't know if they're going to limit his touches or not. And if his touches are limited, it's going to be a timeshare mess there in Indy. Because between him, Jonathan Williams,
Jordan Wilkins,
Nyheim Hines. So, the snaps are going to be all over the place. Especially if Mack is not 100%.
Would you rather play an active Marlon Mack or Adrian Peterson?
AP this week takes the Packers. See, with the emergence of Darius Geis, I think Geis gets a ton of snaps this week. So,
you would just take the shot on Mack?
Yeah, I would go Mack if he is active.
All right, and let's go to the Bucks side then. So for the Bucks, you're still playing both wide receivers here, and honestly, Ronald Jones is—he's probably still an every week play. It's just questionable with Peyton Barber stealing 2 touchdowns last week. That's just gonna happen, but Ronald Jones is still a flex-worthy option for you. You're gonna have to compare him to some other options. Would you rather play Ronald Jones or Curtis Samuel against the Falcons?
Oh boy, I'd probably go Ronald Jones here. Okay. More of a safety net. I look for the safety in the playoffs. Jones has that safety, and he has the ability to kind of break open a week for you. So I kind of feel that one there.
Now, O.J. Howard had a good week last week. Yeah. So if you want to buy into that, you can go ahead. But I'm playing a guy like Jack Doyle over him, like Kyle Rudolph. I'm probably playing a waiver guy over O.J. Howard. And Jameis Winston, I think he's an okay streaming option this week. You know, he's probably... He could easily finish as a QB1 at home against the Colts, so I'd consider playing Jameis. And Bucks defense, I think they're a good play against Brissett, missing one of his weapons. I don't expect a really high ceiling, but I think they're a decent play. Dolphins at Jets, the Dolphins side. Who are you playing on the Dolphins side besides Devontae Parker? Because I think I'm just playing Devontae Parker.
That's all I'm looking to play here. Who was the emerging running back last
year? Patrick Laird?
Yeah, Patrick Laird. They called him the intern. That was his nickname.
Yeah, I'm not playing him.
Now, if you're in a very, very deep league and he somehow is starting this week with Kalen Ballage possibly out.
you want to try it,
if sure. you're feeling gutsy, my friends.
If you have the guts to put Patrick Laird in your lineup for playoffs.
You know, and if it works out, you are a genius.
Yeah, but...
Literally, make a statue for yourself. Like, as
a Patrick Laird statue.
A Patrick Laird, you have an honorary intern statue.
Well, if you want to take a shot,
you Do you know what Patrick Laird watches before every single game now? He watches The Internship with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson.
Oh, does he really?
No, he doesn't. But he should because
he probably has a lot of time on his hands. Now he doesn't.
It's a fantastic film, so he should watch it.
Probably been sitting on his butt the whole season, probably, not doing anything. So
he's probably fetching the coffee. That's what interns do.
Yeah,
so
really.
There we go.
And then Mike Gesicki, you can take a shot on him.
Yeah, Gesicki probably the only other guy I would consider. Yeah. He had a big game last week against Philly. So, yeah, Gesicki, he's...
You would rather play him over O.J. Howard?
I probably would, yeah.
Yeah. All right, the Jets side then, Sam Darnold, and this is a Sam Darnold-Robbie Anderson matchup.
Come on, Sam!
So, like, this should really be the matchup here. Play both of them. Robbie Anderson is a flex option, I think. Do you see him as a creep into the wide receiver two territory?
I sadly do. I really do. He's been really good of late. Last week he had 100 yards. We saw him last season get really hot down the stretch in the playoffs. I made the mistake of not playing him, and it cost me a championship. So for some reason, Robbie Anderson gets hot in weeks 14 through 16. So follow the trend, people.
I mean, this is another scenario where, say, you're the sixth seed and you're going up against a third seed who has a stacked team.
If you are the underdog and you have Robbie Anderson in your lineup or on your roster, and you have a safety player in there, likely gets you 8 to 10 points, I would take the shot on Robbie at that point. What mm-hmm. do you have to lose? You're the underdog. You're projected to lose. Go big or go home at this point. It's
yep.
Put the chips in the middle of the table and say, all right, boys, here we go. I'm playing for all the marbles. All
right, I'm going to count on the quarterback that sees ghosts, Sam Darnold.
Yep. The ghost hunter himself.
You're playing Le'Veon Bell every single week, no matter – what the situation is. Wasn't great last week. You're still playing him, though. And tight end-wise, Ryan Griffin is an every-week play.
Yep.
Auto start. Defenses, would you play the Jets defense in this matchup? They've been okay.
I would honestly say no.
Really? Just because of the Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, Fitzpatrick's been moving the ball, putting points on the board. We saw him last week against Philly. The Eagles gave up, I think, 27 combined points between the Seahawks and the New England Patriots. So, and actually, it was a little more than that. So, it was, I think, 36.
17.
36 combined points between those two. And those are two very high-powered offenses. So, I would sit the Jets' defense.
Okay.
Fitzpatrick, he's sneaky.
Yeah, I think the idea that you start everyone against the Dolphins really isn't a thing anymore with Fitzpatrick at quarterback. 49ers, Saints. This, wow, great matchup.
Football-wise, this is a fantastic game.
Oh, yeah. 49ers side, they're on a roll. What's their record?
Well, they lost last week.
They did, but they're 10-2?
Yeah, they're currently the wild card, actually.
That is so crazy that they're the wild
card. It's insane.
They lost to, the Ravens, right?
Yep, they lost to the Ravens last week. Close game. I think they lost by three. A game winner by Justin Tucker, so...
I mean, like, they're still on fire. Yeah, you lose to a game winner to Justin Tucker.
They're one of the elite teams in the entire league. Options in this matchup, I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo, he's an okay play.
You expect to be high scoring?
I expect to be high scoring. They are New Orleans, following the trend for years now. When they're in that Superdome, points go on the board. Drew Brees gets his offense going. They get in the groove. Teams need to keep up, so Jimmy G, he's going to have to keep up with Drew Brees here. I like Jimmy G. I like the running backs in this one. I don't know if Breed is going to play, so if he's somehow out again, Tevin Coleman, Raheem Mostert, fire him up. Receiver-wise, I would still play Debo. Emmanuel Sanders, I think he's kind of taken a back seat now fantasy-wise to Debo Samuel, as he has emerged over the last 3-4 weeks now. So play Debo as well, and obviously George Kittle, he's an every-week play.
Yeah, then for the Saints side, you're starting up most offensive pieces, the big-name ones. Drew Brees is, to me, a fine play. He's at home, so I'm going to play Drew Brees at home.
Despite that San Fran defense,
yeah.
Would you still play the 49ers defense if you have them?
I don't think so. Not again. I don't want to bet against Drew Brees at home with a healthy Kamara and Michael Thomas. I don't want to bet against that, personally. I would much rather play... let's see. I'd rather play the Browns against the Bengals. I'd rather play Texans against Broncos. Like, I feel like there's a lot of other defenses I'd rather play there.
Would you drop them?
The Saints defense?
No.
Or the 49ers?
Yeah, would you drop
them? It depends. Who do they play next week?
I can pull up their schedule.
Based on their matchup, you know, it kind of depends. But for the Saints side, I'm playing Drew Brees, Kamara, Michael Thomas, Ted Ginn. This is another scenario where you can take a shot on Ted Ginn if you want. I personally will not.
Well, next week they get Atlanta at home.
That's a great matchup. So, yeah, I'm not dropping them. Yeah, I'm not dropping them then. And then for the, I guess, Jared Cook. You're playing Jared Cook in this matchup every single week. He's arguably the number two target in that offense behind Michael Thomas. So, and then defenses, I wouldn't play either, personally. I would not play either. Lions-Vikings. Man, so sad Stafford's out, man. But David Blow.
Is it Blow or Blow?
I think it's Blow.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Kesha said it. This place is about to blow.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it might not be great. I mean, it's against this Viking team where Xavier Rhodes has been terrible, and he got hurt last game. I don't even know what his health is, but you're not obviously streaming him as a quarterback, but running back-wise, Bo Scarborough isn't every week play.
What a world.
But, you know, just based on the volume, and he's been able to produce, so he's an every week flex play. And then wide receiver-wise, Galladay, Marvin Jones, I'm probably starting both of them in most scenarios. Honestly, I'm probably plugging them in there. I mean, I'd much rather play Galladay, but you can't, after last week.
You literally can't bench.
Last week they just played the Bears and they were able to get the job done. So, I mean, you never know. And it should be a higher scoring game. And then Hockenson, if you didn't know, is on the IR. So he's out for the season. So you're not playing a tight end there. Vikings then. Who are you playing? Are you worried about Dalvin Cook?
I am worried about Dalvin Cook. Obviously, if he is inactive, Alexander Mattison, he's a plug and play option. Detroit is horrendous against the run this year, so Madison instantly jumps into that high-end RB2 category by default. He has looked very good in his limited opportunities this year, so I feel no hesitation in playing him at this juncture in the season. Obviously, the receivers, if Thielen's likely going to be inactive again.
Yeah, even so, if he's active, I would not play
him. No, that hamstring issue is
just put him on
tricky.
IR at this point.
It's just not worth it. I mean, they're not going to put him on IR like in the case they make a playoff run, which they are. They're right in the thick of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Think he could be back by the wild card round. Who knows? But I would just sit him the rest of the regular season at this point. Stephon Diggs, I'm playing him. If you're feeling gutsy, maybe BC Johnson.
I wouldn't play him,
but if you're gutsy or in a deep league, maybe take a shot there.
Start Kyle Rudolph.
Rudolph is a fine play.
If Thielen's out.
Yes, as well as play Kirk Cousins in this matchup.
Defense, I think the Vikings defense is a great play. At home against the Lions. Then let's go to the Broncos-Texans game. The Broncos offense is weird. Philip Lindsay sometimes gets a ton of work, sometimes doesn't, but you're still starting him every week because he's Philip Lindsay, right? I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I would probably be playing him every single week.
Houston's not very good against the run, so on paper it looks good.
Yeah, we'll see how much work he gets. And then wide receiver-wise, I'm starting Cortland Sutton. And that's it from that offense for me. You can try Noah Fant if you want. I'm probably just sticking with those two options, though. Texans side, you're playing Watson.
Bold take. Deshaun Watson, he's in my lineup. Running back-wise, Carlos Hyde.
Duke Johnson had a really good week.
Duke Johnson, he's been sneaky good this year, man. Mm-hmm. He's on your bench, right?
He is on my bench.
That's a nice pickup. I drafted him. I'm going to take pride in it. I took a shot on him. Yeah. But, you know, I had to trade him. I needed some pieces. But, yeah, last week against New England, the, like, daunting New England defense, he put up 17.5 fantasy points in half PPR formats. He had 6 targets, so that looks really good for him. And I think they might look his way again. Denver, they are ranked 15th against the running back. So Duke Johnson, he's a solid flex option.
And if they get ahead in this game, I mean,
Carlos Hyde then looks even better. Yep, yep. So I think Hyde's an RB2 in this matchup. They do split time pretty evenly overall. So I see Case in playing both of them.
You're playing Hopkins. Are you playing Will Fuller? Broncos defense is pretty good against the pass.
I personally just don't trust Will Fuller. I mean, if he blows up, that's great. But I just don't. He's had two good games this entire season. I just don't want to, like, basically risk my entire season on Will Fuller having a good game.
Darren Fells, are you playing him? He was pretty good last week.
Yeah, I would probably play Darren Fells there. He's been a pretty solid tight end most of this, like, back half of the season. So I think he's a solid tight end play.
Texans defense is an okay play this week. In general, they're not a great defense, so your upside's limited there.
You're just banking on those turnovers from that Denver offense.
You probably have a better option, though, on waivers. Ravens-Bills.
Another great matchup.
Yeah, there's some great playoff-type matchups in this one. The Ravens on fire. You're starting up all your key offensive pieces. Lamar Jackson, Mark Ingram. Stash Gus Edwards on your bench if you have availability. Wide receivers, Marquise Brown. Are you playing him against a good Bills secondary?
I would probably stay away from Marquise. I would just kind of stash him at this point. He's a very hit-or-miss player throughout the entirety of the season. He had that very hot start, but he cooled off in a big way. Just kind of stash him. He's not worth dropping. The way I kind of look at waivers at this point, if you see a player on the waivers, like, wow, I need to pick that guy up. If you just see the name there, if you have him on your roster and you're looking to drop him, if you would put yourself in someone else's shoes, if you pick them up, I would not drop that player.
And you got to think about it, it's not just name value. Like, if you see a guy like T.Y. Hilton sitting on, like, it's like, oh, I want to pick up T.Y. But when you think about it, if you look at his upcoming schedule and the fact that he probably won't be back, like, he's just a trap player. You got to be aware of that. Mark Andrews, you're playing in this matchup. That's an every easy week. Start. The Bills side, then, who are you playing? How are you feeling against? Going against the Ravens team has been pretty good. Are you concerned about their offense or at home?
I'm a little concerned, but in most cases, you need to start some of these key players still. Josh Allen, we saw it before when he played Denver. He put up 19 fantasy points. It was a really tough matchup for him. He came through.
He seems to have a really safe floor.
He does have that safe floor because of his rushing ability, and he does constantly find the end zone on the ground. So Josh Allen, I'd still start him if you're looking for some options here. Obviously, you might have someone else on your bench. Like from in my case, person on my roster, I have Josh Allen and Carson Wentz. I'm going Carson Wentz this week because of his matchup against the Giants. But if I didn't have Wentz on my roster, I would feel fine playing Josh Allen just because of that safety net of the rushing ability. Devin Singletary, I mean, he gets the job done on the ground and through the air, so he's a safe flex play as well, just because of that pure volume. As well for the receiving core, the only receiver I consider
Beasley.
Yeah, I consider Beasley and John Brown. He's an auto start for me in most cases this year. He's been great so far.
This is probably your last week of playing many Bills players though, because they have some really tough matchups.
They do.
So.
They do.
And then I think that's mostly it for that matchup. I wouldn't play either defense, no. I don't think, here. Bengals-Browns.
Oh, another playoff matchup, boys.
Yeah, this is what we're waiting for. Now, I think this is actually going to be a good game with Andy Dalton back. I think it'll actually be a competitive divisional matchup. God. Andy Dalton's back.
I'm not watching it.
I'm starting Tyler Boyd. I'm starting Joe Mixon. That's it from the Bengals side, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Right? The Browns side.
Nick Chubb, fire him up.
And
ladies and gentlemen, oh my goodness. Yeah, both those running backs in Cleveland, they're going to go ballistic this week.
And
look,
you're playing
out
both wide receivers as well?
Yeah, you kind of have to.
And Baker. Basically every single offensive piece.
If you have someone with that Cleveland Browns logo, you're likely going to play him out of those names.
I wonder if David Njoku will be activated this week.
If he's active and you need a tight end,
you can take your shot.
Take a shot, man.
Would you rather play him or go for a guy like Darren Fells?
Depends what the reports are with Njoku. If he's a full go, I'd go Njoku.
You're just going to instantly take your shot in the playoffs. I think I'd probably go Fells.
If you're the underdog, I would. If you need that safety play, go Fells. That's how I'm going to look at it.
Okay. I think Brown's defense is a good play in this one. Granted, the fact that Andy Dalton's the quarterback, now he does have a lot of high interception games, but I think he's better than, who is the quarterback?
Finley? Ryan Finley.
Yeah, so. Redskins-Packers, this should be a beating. this should be real bad. The Redskins, just the only offensive piece I'm playing in this game on the Redskins side is Darius
Geis.
Okay,
I'm glad we're in agreement there.
Yeah, that's it. That's okay. It. I'm not even thinking about flexing McLaurin. I'm just playing Darius Geis.
Completely agree with you.
The Packers, then, I'm starting up. It's basically the opposite. I'm starting Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, Davante Adams. If you want to take a shot on Lazard, you can.
Jimmy Graham,
if you want to take a shot.
Why not?
But, yeah, I mean, these are kind of polar opposites here.
As well as the Green Bay defense. So,
yep, great play.
So many options there from Green Bay. Most likely, most rosters are going to have at least one Packer playing this week.
I mean, there's no way the Redskins even contend in this game.
Well, I mean, if Darius Geis does what he did last week, maybe they could make it closer.
I just doubt it.
Through the first half, it'll be a close game if Darius Geis goes off. After that, Aaron Rodgers, he's going to take over.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a really big Aaron Rodgers game.
It'll be
one of those games he goes ballistic for 2.5 quarters, and then he kind of just hands the ball off the rest of the time.
Yeah, yeah. Chargers-Jags. Okay, let's see what happens in this game. Honestly, anyone could win this game, I kind of feel. Phillip Rivers, do you think if he has a bad performance here, he's done?
No.
No?
You think
they'll let him finish out the season?
Yeah, I think they're going to ride. I think Anthony Lynn, he has too much respect for Phillip Rivers. He's done too much for that organization. I think they're going to kind of just ride it out with him. They don't really have anybody in the wings. They have Tyrod Taylor as the backup.
He was capable, but there's
no point in benching. If they have a high pick rookie or like a second, third round pick, it might as well be like, let's see what we got in this kid.
Yeah.
But there's really no one to kind of take over at that point. So I would just stick with what you got. Let him ride out the rest of the year. And then I think they're moving on after the season. But just for now, just stick with Phillip.
Yeah, and then you're playing Melvin Gordon every week. Austin Eckler, he's a flex option.
Yeah, I'd play both. I feel fine about both.
Yeah, and then wide receivers, Keenan Allen.
He's an auto start.
Auto start every single week. Mike Williams, he has been dealing with some health issues. This is another flex consideration play. With how bad Phillip Rivers has been,
I would personally pivot away from Mike Williams because he is more reliant on that deep ball. Just how that offense has been, it's just mainly – that passing game is mainly running through Austin Eckler, Keenan Allen, and Hunter Henry.
He's only had, like, two real breakout good performances on the season.
Yeah,
so.
we still haven't seen, like, that multi-touchdown game, that huge game we saw last – I think he had, like, two of those games last year. We haven't seen one from him this year.
Yeah, and then the Jags side then – also play Hunter Henry. Jag side, Leonard Fournette is an auto start. He's one of the best running backs in the league at this point. And now you have Gardner Minshew in a quarterback, which is honestly better for their offense. Just keep him
in.
It's
just crazy how fast they pivoted from Nick Foles.
It is very crazy.
That's almost like a slap
because
in the
face.
Because
now you don't put him back in.
Yeah,
like,
you can't.
Now you're done.
That organization is all in on Gardner Minshew now. You cannot... Like, from a PR perspective, you cannot go back to Nick Foles at this point.
What do you think they're going to do with Foles now?
They're going to trade him, I think. Someone will take him.
Yeah. I just don't know who. Chargers,
maybe. I would say maybe the Bears, but they're kind of locked in with Trubisky.
Yeah, they're locked in
for at least probably one more
year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Someone's going to take him.
Are you playing DJ Chark and DD Westbrook, only one of them? Chark is obviously the better
play. Yeah, so Chark, I think he's a high-end two this week. He's going to be locked in with Casey Hayward, so it kind of limits his upside a little bit, but you're still starting him. D.D. Westbrook, I think he's a very solid – he's a solid play. High-end flex, low-end two, that kind of range, just from that volume perspective.
He hasn't really had the connection with Garner. He's been okay, but he hasn't had the
– I think towards the tail end of him starting
– Yeah, he started to get better.
Yeah, he started picking things up, and then when Foles got in, it was kind of okay.
Yeah,
but nothing really too special.
You can take a shot on him. Depends who your other options are. The Chargers, Casey Hayward should be on DJ Chark.
Yes.
So theoretically, it could be a good game for Westbrook. We'll see what happens. I'm not excited to play DD Westbrook, though, on the first game of Garner coming back. And the Jaguars defense, do you see that as an option to play this week?
Maybe it's like a deeper start. Yeah. But yeah, they're startable, but I'm not crazy about it.
Agreed. Steelers-Cardinals. The Steelers have Duck Hodges, a quarterback, and
every Pittsburgh native's dream quarterback.
And the only wide receiver that they have that is even considerable, like, that you would even start is James Washington.
Correct.
Would you play him in this?
Yes.
Okay. And then you're playing James Conner. As of recording this, is officially out.
Mm-hmm.
So you're playing Benny Snell or Jalen Samuels. Are you playing either? If so, flex level?
Yeah, I would. If I had to choose between Snell and Samuels, I'd probably go Snell at this point. Mm-hmm. He has looked like the better running back. Samuels, he's looking a little slow out there.
I think Snell might have had like 12 carries last week, 16 the week before or something like that.
Yeah, so I mean, the volume's there. I feel safe. If my flex running back is getting 12 carries, and he's likely getting a few targets as well in the passing game, so I feel fine with Benny Snell. He's looked solid in his limited opportunities.
And you like Vance McDonald this week?
I do like Vance McDonald this week.
Mainly because it's against the Cardinals?
I love playing tight ends against the Cardinals. I actually told my dad last week to pick up Tyler Higbee to start him, and he didn't do it. He started Zach Ertz.
Oh, my.
I'm like, my dad's like, I need to win this week. I'm like, Dad, bold move. I'm going to bench Zach Ertz for Tyler Higbee. And he's like, I can't bench Zach Ertz.
Well, would Higbee put up like
Dad.
23, 24 or something like that?
I think he had like 20, I think 23.
Yeah, yeah.
It's incredible.
And then Cardinals side, you're playing Kyler even against a good Steelers defense. Are you starting Kyler every week or?
You luckily have to start Kyler every week. I mean, he's been solid for most of the season. He has had his ups and downs.
I think he should be okay. I mean, if the Cardinals defense can somehow get turnovers on Duck Hodges, you know, it seems like a fairly safe game for him, even in a not great matchup.
Yeah, so last week, Kyler only put up 13 points, but the weeks before that, he put up 23, 26, and 26 in those matchups, and he's facing another really tough matchup against Pittsburgh, but with his rushing capability, he's at least had 28 rushing yards in his last four games, so he does have a relatively
safe
foot.
Yeah, I'm probably playing him if I have
You
him.
Likely are playing him. He's the quarterback six on the year. He does have peaks and valleys, though.
Are you playing any Cardinals running back? If so, who? Maybe Kenyon Drake?
Gun to my head, I had to choose one, I would choose Kenyon Drake.
But I wouldn't really be looking to play any of them.
No. Pittsburgh, they actually have a very good defense, so stay away if possible.
Wide receivers, then. You're playing Christian Kirk. And are you considering Fitzgerald, or are you just kind of done?
I'm kind of done with Fitzgerald at this point. Kirk's the only really viable fantasy option at the receiver position.
Agreed. Let's go to the Titans and Raiders. Do you expect the Raiders offense to get back on track this week against a good Titans defense? They are at home.
Yeah, I think they will. They've had a couple tough matchups the last 2 weeks. I think they finally will bounce back.
But you still wouldn't stream Derek Carr, play him, right?
Probably not this week.
I don't think I would.
It's just really tough. Last two games have not been good against the Jets and KC. But other options I feel okay about some of the other options. Josh Jacobs, you're firing him up every single week. He's been too good this year to kind of bench at this point. Darren Waller, you're playing him. Tyra Williams, lower end. But he's the number one in that offense, so you're likely plugging him in. Titans.
I still see him as a flex option this week.
Yeah, Titans, they're middle of the road. They're worst against the pass. They're ranked 27th against the pass this year. So you kind of I feel like you need to play Tyrell in this one as a flex play, maybe low end two, wide receiver three. I think he's a startable asset still.
And Darren Waller, you're playing instantly.
Like I mentioned, Darren Waller, he's an every week start.
And Titans side then, Derrick Henry, he has been limited to practice. I'm expecting him to be good to go, though. So I'm plugging Henry in my lineup.
Easily.
You have to be happy with where you drafted Derrick Henry and how he's been doing this year.
He is just a beast of a man.
Yeah, he's just I love to watch him. It looks like he's very slow, but
it's incredible. I've never seen someone look so slow yet so fast in my life.
It's so nice.
It's honestly incredible.
And AJ Brown, are you considering playing him then against the Raiders?
Yeah.
Would you rather play AJ Brown or Tyrell?
Tyrell.
I might rather go AJ Brown.
I trust the target share more. I'm not looking to take that kind of risk at the receiver position in the playoffs. If it's a tight end, sure, but not at the receiver position. That's where the majority of your points come, the running backs and receivers. So I'm not looking to mess with that formula.
Are you streaming Ryan Tannehill against the Raiders?
That I would consider,
I'd rather play him over Derek Carr?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then I guess for tight ends, are you considering Jonnu Smith?
Yeah, I mean, Tannehill looks towards the tight end quite a bit, and Jonnu, he's a tight end, so
Jonnu Smith or Vance McDonald against the Cardinals, you probably go Vance.
Vance, easy.
Jonnu or Jimmy Graham against the Redskins.
I go Jimmy Graham.
Okay. All right. Chiefs Patriots. I'd say this is a pretty good game. Chiefs. What, man, this should be the Sunday night game. They should move this to Sunday night.
Yeah.
I mean, Seahawks Rams is good too.
It's good, but it's not Patriots Chiefs good.
Maybe they didn't want to move the Seahawks out again because they were on Sunday night when they played the Eagles.
That's definitely possible. I'm still bitter about that. I wanted to go to Sunday night football.
How do the Seahawks get two Sunday night games within like 3 weeks of each other? Or within 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think they
had... How's that possible?
I saw a tweet before. I think they had, before the Eagles game got flexed, I think they had three straight primetime games.
How is that? What?
The scheduling worked out for them. It's weird.
Okay, and so the Chiefs then, you're playing Pat Mahomes. I'm not playing anyone in their backfield for running backs.
Yeah, no, you're seeing reports that Darwin Thompson might get some more snaps. I'm not trusting it. If you have a free roster spot, maybe stash him on your bench, but definitely don't play him this week unless you're in that constellation bracket.
Yeah, this is kind of weird, but I'm only playing Mahomes, Kelsey, and Tyreek Hill. I don't think I'm taking another shot on a wide receiver against the Patriots. Are you taking a shot on Hardman or DeMarcus Robinson?
Probably not this week. I'm looking to just mainly play like Tyreek Hill,
yep.
Travis Kelce, the main cogs in that offense. Other than that, shot in the dark at that point. Like Mecole Hardman, we see him get one target and it's a 63-yard touchdown.
It's not against the Patriots in New England. Like, it's just... All right, Patriots then. How are you feeling about Sony Michel? Do you think this will be a game script where he succeeds? It should be high scoring, so...
Yeah, I think it is. I think they're going to be in the red zone constantly. Tom Brady, he struggled to move the ball last week against Houston, so I think they're going to look to get back to that heavy run. So look for a lot of Sony, look for a lot of James White out of that backfield.
Are you starting almost all assets for the Patriots? You're starting Brady in this game?
Give me another option. Brady or who?
Tom Brady or Ryan Tannehill against the Raiders.
I'd probably go Brady.
Yeah, so you're probably playing Brady then. Because, I mean, Tannehill's a good play this week too, but if you're playing Brady over him.
Yeah.
Running backs then, yeah, like you said, James White, Sony Michel, I'm playing both of them. Wide receivers, Julian Edelman is an auto start every week. N'Keal Harry, are you considering playing him?
Not at this point.
Okay. All right. And that's it. Patriots defense, you should start them every week, even in this matchup, right?
Yeah, you can't bench him. I mentioned it last week.
You can't bench him when they took you to the playoffs. Yeah, no. In the playoffs.
Yeah, know? Last week. What did I compare them to last week? I compared them to. They were mashed potatoes. You're not benching the mashed potatoes. No, you can't do it. They're too delicious.
Sunday night game, Seahawks Rams. Seahawks side, Tyler Lockett is. It's weird. Right, Tyler Lockett put up 0 points.
Almost cost me my family league last week. I'm like, oh, I got this on lock. I had to face.
You got this on Lockett.
I had on Lockett. There we go. There we go. I had it on Lockett. I think it was up by like 18 heading in, and my aunt had Russell Wilson. I had Tyler Lockett, and I'm like, oh, it's an easy dub. I think I won by like 3 points. And
yeah.
I was scared.
Yep. I mean. You're still playing Tyler Lockett every week, though. You know, you can't really bench a guy like that.
Actually, I am benching him. I'm benching him for Keenan Allen.
Okay, but, you know, most teams won't be benching
him. Yeah, my team is somehow stacked in that, so I can afford that.
Yeah, but, I mean, and then running backs, you're playing Chris Carson. Are you taking a shot on flexing Rashard Penny? I'm personally not. I understand the hype behind it. I know why people want to, but I'm not. Not against the Rams.
No, yeah, unless there's a Chris Carson injury, I'm staying away from Rashad Penny.
He's been good, though.
He's a bench-worthy player. I'm not, like, if he's somehow out there, I'm picking him up, but I'm not playing him.
And Russell Wilson, you're playing every week still, even against Jalen Ramsey, of course. Hasn't really been Jalen Ramsey.
No. He's maybe still getting that he still has that mono from Sam Darnold.
Yeah, probably.
It's lingering.
Are you playing Jacob Hollister, then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Rams side, you're playing... You're not playing Brandon Cooks anymore, right? Are we done with him for the year for the most part?
Yeah, it's sad. Brandon Cooks, he's one of my favorite players in the entire league, but we're at a point I'm not playing him this year.
You're playing Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp, though?
Correct.
And Todd Gurley, you're playing him even against the Seahawks?
Yes.
And Gerald Everett,
is healthy, I'm playing him.
Yeah, and it's a good matchup against the Seahawks.
If it's Tyler Higbee starting, I'm going to pivot away from him. Obviously, last week he blew up against the Cardinals, but it's the Cardinals. Just kind of don't rely on that 20-point performance. You might get 5-6 points from him unless he finds the end zone. So kind of just look for other options there.
Let's go into the Giants and Eagles. This should be a beating. God, right? Like, come
Andrew,
on.
It is Eli Manning's return.
Yeah,
the
wow.
man, the myth, the legend. He is back.
Yeah, he's back, and I'm playing the Eagles defense against him in fantasy because, I mean, come on. You're telling me Eli's going to do good first game back against a divisional team?
It might
team.
Be his only game back.
Like, yeah.
This might be the last game of his career.
Yeah.
It's a swan song.
That's sad. Yeah, I'm not. I'm playing the Eagles defense. Man, honestly, I'm playing the Eagles defense. And then on the Giants side, Saquon Barkley. I guess you can take a shot on a wide receiver, but I don't know who has rapport with Manning. So I'm not playing a Giants wide receiver with Eli Manning. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no, it's tough.
I'm turning to another option.
If you're a gun against your head, you got to pick anybody. I might go Golden Tate.
I would go Golden Tate too, but still I don't want to, even against a bad Eagles defense. And then the Eagles side, you are playing Jordan Howard if he's healthy,
which there's been really no reports on him, so
Whoever the starting running back is, Howard, Sanders, you're playing Sanders regardless?
Yes.
Okay. And wide receiver-wise then, Alshon is a fantastic play.
Yo, he had 16 targets last week against Miami?
Yeah, it was insane.
So I think that's going to continue. The Giants' defense is no better than Miami's.
And you're playing Ertz and Goddard, but no other wide receivers. You're not taking a shot on J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Thank you. Nope, there is the lisp
I'm
in there.
I'm not buying in.
You need the Arcega.
I'm not buying in until he can do better.
It's not Sega, it's Fega.
Once he does better, then I'll pronounce it correctly. How about that? Tell him to do better.
He caught a touchdown last week.
This is his motivation.
He caught a touchdown.
Did we win? No.
Yeah, thanks, defense.
If the Eagles win this week, I'll pronounce it right from now on. And Carson Wentz is a great play. I would play Carson Wentz in this game with Alshon back. Those are our matchups this week. I'm glad we took a little bit more time and were able to go through those with you. We're going to get into our starts now. And I'm just going to quick kick it off and rattle off that same matchup we were just talking about. With Carson Wentz is my quarterback phenomenal start. My wide receiver to pair with that is Alshon Jeffrey. Look, I mean, this Giants defense is terrible, right? Against the wide receiver, now this is Alshon Jeffrey, who was hyper targeted. The Giants are ranked 31st against the wide receiver, and Alshon Jeffrey just had 16 targets last week. I mean, come on, I feel like you have to play Alshon Jeffrey this week, so I'm starting him up instantly. And if Alshon Jeffrey is going to be doing well, that means his quarterback's going to do well too. So I'm playing the pair against a bad Giants defense at home in Philadelphia.
So I'm going to copy you. I also have a pair.
This is already smarter than a fifth grader. Justin's using his copy.
Yes. I asked the fifth grader, actually.
He's trying to tell me that I'm a fifth grader, or is this a fifth grader on the
street?
No,
I asked a random fifth grader.
Oh, yeah. He was just on the street?
Yeah, somehow, yeah.
Why are you hanging out with all these fifth graders?
I'm not. Like, I'm just, like, taking a casual stroll, and the kid's like, yeah!
Oh, wow, okay. I'm sorry you guys had to hear that.
Yeah, I don't know why kids are yelling at me.
And that's a very high-pitched voice for a fifth grader.
It was a very angry fifth grader, though.
Puberty did not?
No.
Okay.
It was like me in fifth grade. Puberty hit me late, so.
Still not here, folks.
It's still not here. I still talk like I'm in, like, seventh grade, so, yeah.
Anyway, so who are you playing?
So
what did the fifth grader tell you?
The fifth grader told me to play Sam Darnold and Robbie Anderson.
That does sound like a fifth grader.
It does, yeah. That's where we're at, people. So I'm playing the ghost hunter himself at quarterback, Sam Darnold. Not a great week last week. He was my start of the week last week against Cincinnati. I am doubling down, folks.
On Sam Darnold.
Who would have thought? I'm doubling down on him. I'm still going to go back to those 3 weeks prior. He put up 21, 25, and 28 fantasy points in the three games prior to last week, and he gets Miami. Carson Wentz torched Miami last week, put up 23 fantasy points after struggling the previous two games. And Robbie Anderson, he's getting high, put up 100 yards last week. It's the playoffs. Robbie Anderson does great down the stretch throughout his entire career. I think he's going to follow in that track once again this year. So if you have them on sitting on your bench, you need a desperation play, you're an underdog, go all in at this point. All the chips, middle of the table.
All right, so if they lose, they blame you.
Correct.
Okay, all right.
But if they win, I get all the glory.
Okay, there you go.
There we go.
All right, let's move to our running backs then. I'm going Devonta Freeman. Look, I said in my Eagles defense here of how Alshon Jeffrey was going to be good that the Giants were 31st against the wide receiver. Yeah, the Panthers are 31st against the running back. So I'm playing Devonta Freeman in this game. They're 29th against the run in general. Devonta Freeman, look, he had 17 carries last week. The games before that, he had 10, 13, 7, 19, 11, 12. So you're looking at a guy that's going to get, you know, 12 to 17 carries a game, somewhere around there. So I'm playing them in this matchup, a good matchup at home. Granted, my roster in particular, I'm playing Alshon over Devonta Freeman. That's just my personal choice. I see Alshon as having higher upside. But Freeman, you're probably playing him if you have him, unless you have really good running backs like me having McCaffrey and Derrick Henry. Otherwise, I'm playing Devonta Freeman in a great matchup.
I'm actually making a pivot from my prior start of the week at the running back position. I had Miles Sanders heading into the show. I made a pivot mid-show. I'm going Darius Geis of the Washington Redskins. I think last week was his coming out party against the Carolina Panthers. 26.7 fantasy points on only 10 carries for 129 and 2 scores.
You're expecting to be that efficient again?
No, I think they're going to give him more work. I think that's what it's going to come down to.
I'm worried about time of possession though against the Packers.
I don't think it matters. we've seen how efficient he has been this year. So
I'm going to combat this start of the week. I'm going to send a warning because the Packers can get out to the lead in this.
Yeah, and we've seen Bill Callahan. He doesn't care if he's up 20, down 30. He's going to run the ball.
Maybe. Yeah. I'm just a warning for me. More of it's a flex play, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, if he's your flex play, then
it's a good flex play.
More kudos to you. You're luckily going to win.
I'm saying I think you're limited here.
I think he has a big week.
Okay.
I really do.
All right. Would you rather play him over Devonta Freeman, though?
Freeman plays against
Carolina. At home.
See, Carolina's a better matchup, so I would go Freeman there. But Freeman, great play. Geis, great play. It comes down to the matchups, and I think Geis could potentially win you your fantasy week this week.
All right. I'm going over to my tight end then. My tight end is Jack Doyle. This is just based off of all the injuries here that, you know, that have plagued the Colts this year with Marlon Mack and Jacoby Brissett being out for a game, T.Y. Hilton, Eric Ebron, you know. And so let's stick with my theme of the number 31 because the Buccaneers are ranked 31st against the pass. Granted, they're ranked 28th against the tight end, but they're 31st against the pass in general. Jack Doyle, last week, he had 11 targets. Can you imagine a world where Jack Doyle had 11 targets? That is nuts. 6 receptions for 73 yards and a touchdown. If he gets anywhere close to that line, I'm super happy. Give him only like 7 targets, and still, fantasy-wise, he's going to have a good day for a tight end. This is against Tampa, who has been better as a unit on defense, but still I'm playing Jack Doyle in a matchup where the Colts are depleted and Doyle is a safety blanket for Jacoby Brissett.
And my tight end start of the week, it's a pretty simple play. He might even be under waivers at this point in time, but my start is Vance McDonald of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pretty easy formula here. Tight end against the Cardinals. That's pretty much just written in stone at this point. The Cardinals, they have made zero adjustments this year against the tight end. They're just like, they don't even care at this point. You know, it's week 14. We haven't stopped them yet, so why bother? There's 3 weeks left after this. Heck with it, people. We're just going to give it up. Tyler Higbee put up 23 points last week, so I think Vance McDonald is in line for a very good week because who's heard of Tyler Higbee before last week?
Yeah, true. I guess the Rams have because they gave him the money.
They did, but he hasn't really done anything.
Yeah. Defense, look, I literally have been talking about this Giants-Eagles game all podcast, basically. I'm playing the Eagles defense against the Giants. Eli Manning, first game back, probably only game back. There's, like, what scenario does he come back and he's just electric, blowing up the game, with his laser arm and making crazy throws. Yeah, that's just not going to happen.
We haven't seen that since about 2008.
Yeah, yeah, and that's when his wide receivers helped him, like David Tyree. And so, yeah, I'm playing the Eagles defense. I don't think I need much more explanation. Just play the Eagles defense.
And I'm starting the Green Bay Packers against Dwayne Haskins at home. So that's pretty.
You see the theme of starting your defenses against bad quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's a pretty good tactic, I think.
Yeah.
We're just going to keep with that trend.
You could call it a forceful tactic.
Oh, God. Not again. We're not doing this again. No, that is the worst name ever. We're never again.
I just did, though. Oh, okay. But yeah, you guys get our ideas.
So bad.
These are good defenses to play. Those are phenomenal starts.
Yeah.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the podcast. I hope you win your playoffs. I hope you're in the playoffs. If you're not, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave now. That's
fine. I'm sorry to hear that, but...
we're winning the constellation.
Yes. Win your
shoot for the stars.
Win your constellation. Shoot for the stars. And hopefully this rest of the season goes well for you if you are in the playoffs. Thank you guys for listening. Follow us on all social medias. Justin is at Justin Herforth. I'm at Andrew. I mean, what? Phenom AC.
There it is.
I don't know what my Twitter
and
at is.
Follow us, our podcast Twitter, at the FF Phenoms. So until next time, guys, peace.
Peace.